Brother by Matt Corby.
Matt, awesome. Matt Corby. Okay, how about you explain a little bit about his style and what got you into him?
Matt Corby is an Australian singer-songwriter who is totally cool, and everybody should go check him out. He has a really cool kind of falsetto-driven vocal style. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those guys who can kind of hold down a performance with just him and an acoustic guitar. So I've got some big britches to fill right now.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, we're excited to hear that coming up. He'll have a performance. My good friend Ian shall perform about halfway through the show. We'll start you off with this track, Earth to Far Land by Spruce Trap. They actually just recently performed at UBC's own Pit last night. Fantastic performance. They have kind of a post-rock feel, very very slow-driven at the beginning, really builds well, good set. They just performed with two guitars and a drum set, but they managed to fill in this wall of sound that really encapsulated the audience throughout the night, and it is really, really fun, chill, good music to start us off. So here is Spruce Trap, Earth to Far Land. This is Crescendo CITR 101.9. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Alrighty, and we are back. Sorry about that short little technical difficulty. So what I played for you right there was Earth to Far Land by the Vancouver native Spruce Trap, and after that was Love is to Die by Warpaint from L.A., coincidentally from the same area as my guest today, Ian. So, Ian, you're just telling me that you actually grew up with kind of a more independent rock radio station, kind of like the one up here, but in L.A. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Now the radio station there, it's called K-Rock. It's, like, famous all over the country for, like, breaking bands like, you know, Paramore and Silverstone Pickups and stuff like that. They were pretty independent at the time that I was growing up and listening to them, which is pretty cool.
Good stuff, man, good stuff. So did any specific artists actually, like, come to you just through hearing them on the station, or did you, like, mostly just find the station after knowing that the artists you already liked were played on it?
Because they have such an eclectic, playlists, I got hooked in by hearing the music that I already liked on that show, and then I was exposed to other artists. So, like, my parents turned me on to stuff like Talking Heads and Joe Jackson and, like, new wave music and stuff. And then when artists that were influenced by them started coming out on K-Rock, like The Killers and stuff, that was like a hook for me into a whole new generation of music.
Nice. That's really, really what's really important with that is once you start, like, getting into a certain station or certain outlet, if that outlet keeps giving up, like, new information and new, like, music like that, then you're always going to be introduced to new stuff. And that's really what CITR has done for me specifically, so I have a lot of respect for that. And so we're just going to be talking, shooting the breeze a little bit, me and Ian today before his grand performance. So until then, we have some more music coming your way. Coming up next is Objects in Space by Law Dispute off of their new Rooms of the House album. I played some of their stuff a lot in the past, usually very emotionally jarring, kind of spoken word vocals, but also very good instrumentation. One of my really, really favorite bands. So here's Objects in Space by Law Dispute. Thank you for listening.
Yesterday alone, I laid everything out on the carpet. Books, kitchen things, objects with specific purpose or none. Arranged them sideways in a grid on the floor there, unmoored of context, and then considered it. First the whole picture, and then everything individually, humming along at the deadest pace imaginable. One object, then another, and then the next. And I wondered what they meant there. From parties, kitschy gifts we bought from rest stops on that road trip out west. Objects, everything itself, and then memory. All of it laid out there, from the dining room, the living room, the hallway, and the basement, and the kitchen. From that room we called the office, but never used. Even the bathroom, everything laid out there on the floor. Carpet out of context. And I sat there for hours. Today I moved everything from the floor to the table in the dining room. Placed each thing carefully without reason, or at least without one I understood or could describe, there on the table together. And when I was done and stepped back, I realized what I'd made, keepsake. I don't understand, still bring a remembered thing back vividly, invoke someone's reality when they're together in that place, in that way, out of context. And I knew I had to take it down before anybody else saw. Tomorrow I plan to put them all somewhere, those things in boxes, side of the road, attic maybe. All these things that push and pull me through history, to places I once was, places I might have gone, places I ended up going. Postcards, ticket stubs from one thing or another, a personalized coffee mug, neither your name nor mine, phone cards and old phones, a page from an old calendar I bought once at a thrift store and insisted on hanging. Cycles the moon print, photos, old boots of mine. Put them in boxes. And I sat there for hours, in the living room first, then in the dining room, moving things around, picking things up, and seeing where they took me. To what place in history? Or on the highway, driving somewhere near Christmas, in the desert, or anywhere else. And I put them in boxes.
Comment on who I am. What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour, Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
Alrighty, that right there was Muscles by Rebel on a Mountain, and before that was Objects in Space by La Dispute. Rebel on a Mountain was actually another group that performed last night in the pit. They are, as you can hear, like kind of very folk-inspired, but definitely make their own kind of genre in themselves. Really all fantastic musicians, and all of them had, like, actually really, like, the music involved is pretty complex, as well as all of the people playing both, like, guitar and even the bassist as well. Occasionally even the drummer, like, actually helped out with vocals, which is something I really love to see in a band. So you always have the opportunity for the harmonization with it. And I actually know a good amount of people in the group, and they're all fantastic guys. And I'm really excited to see where they're going to be going in the next few years. But, yeah, so that's what we got so far today for you. Coming up next, we got Prairie Girl by Ra Ra, another great band from the Saskatchewan area. And after that, a great cover of Positively 4th Street by Bob Dylan. Covers by a blues guitarist by the name of Sue Foley. So that's some really good stuff coming up. How are you liking your first radio experience so far, Ian?
It's going pretty well. It's, you know, knock on wood, though, right?
Exactly. Nah, he'll do absolutely fine. I'm excited to hear the performance. And
now you're flattering me.
Oh, that's all I'm here for. And then, so in maybe 4 or 5 songs from now, we're going to have him play up. But right now, here is Prairie Girl by Ra Ra.
I'm a darling, I'm a dear, oh, cut your neck if you get too near. When the chips start falling, I'll stay here. I am a prairie girl, straight to the bone. Oh, God.
Alrighty. So you know how I said about two songs ago that Ian's going to be playing in four or five songs? That was a bold-faced lie. He's playing right now. So, oh wait, it's my station. I do what I want. So we're going to go right now.
It's your party. You can
crash. Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
But so yeah, Ian, is there any warning you should issue the airwaves?
There are a couple of F-bombs in this song. Oof. They're not necessarily used in a derogatory manner, but still...
Still got to look out for them. Not everybody's down for that, but everybody should be down for good music. So even if you usually don't like it, you should still tune in, and I think you could take a couple dirty words to appreciate the art. So, Ian, you may start when you please.
All right, cool. This is a little bit of a kind of at odds with my previous statement, but before I start, I'd like to give a shout out to my mom and dad who are listening right now.
Sounds good.
They've always supported me, so thanks, guys. All right, here we go. This is Brother by Matt Corby.
Thank you. here. Pull yourself out of this place, dear. Prove that you're not a fake, dear. And you just might grow. Somebody call out to your brother. He's calling out your name. Oh, 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 oh. Hiding under the covers with no one left to blame. Somebody call out to your brother. He's calling out your name. Oh, 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 oh. Hiding under the covers with no one left to blame.
Excellent, excellent, man. It sounded amazing, dude.
Thank you.
Loving it, loving it. All right, that was Ian, the man. Just played you a beautiful, beautiful piece. Thank you very much for coming on, Ian.
You're so welcome.
You're always welcome back, buddy. Now, after that wonderful performance, we'll move the show along. Coming up next at you, we're going to get a little classical. This is something I haven't played on the air yet. But I was feeling some Brahms today, so here's Hungarian Dance number 1 in G minor. Just party on, bruh. 2.5 minutes of wonderful classical glory on CITR 101.9. This is Crescendo. We'll be right back. Alrighty, everybody. So, right now we are looking at the last three songs of the day. We just had a pretty good show. Ian killed it. We had a lot of different genres portrayed as usual. And now for the last three songs, I will issue yet another content warning. There might be some F-bombs here or other expletives that may churn the stomachs of the more novice listener. So we have coming up for you the last three songs to finish off today's show is Cheap Beer by Fiddlar, another L.A. band that Ian knows of. Then after that, we have The Trooper by Iron Maiden. I swear to you, you can never go wrong with Maiden. I just actually had the chance to perform Run to the Hills the other day at an event. It was very out of place, but I enjoyed every moment of it nonetheless.
Go home, right?
Yeah, I know, right? And then the last song of the day will be from a local metal band from Canada, The Cancer Bats, and with their song Trust No One. So all three of these, there's a little bit of a content warning for the rest of them, but either way, if you like some more hardcore stuff, please stay and listen to the rest of the show. Thank you very much for listening. This is Crescendo, CITR 101.9, and for the day I'm signing off. Thank you very much for joining me today, Ian. Any last words that you want to say?
Thank you so much. Hello to everyone at UBC in Vancouver and around the world.
Yeah, hello to everybody. And one last thing, we just want to give a big shout out to the friend of the show that was going to make it but regretfully couldn't today, a previous performer on Crescendo, Ann Wyro, the old Ann back home. Sorry you couldn't make it, but
feel better.
Hope you're having a good day. And to all my friends and everybody who has the chance to listen, thank you very much for the support. And here are the last three songs of the show. This is CITR 101.9 Crescendo, and I'm signing off, and I'll see you next week. Musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack,
please remember to watch your language.